One of the things about my favorite time of year, this being my favorite time of year, hello, welcome, Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor, by the way, is my next segment. I love talking to this man. He's one of the smartest guys out there in the industry today, and I put a lot of pressure on him, and he always comes through with good answers and good information. When it comes to scan tools, this guy knows what's going on, Harlan Siegel of Launch. Harlan, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Very good, Ron. Thank you for having me.
You know, how's things over at Launch this year? You guys have been very busy and setting the industry on its collective ear. What's new over there?
Quite a bit. We had so far, and the year's still not over, an exciting year, introduction of new products, new horizons, new distribution. We received the Frost and Sullivan Award for value leadership. A lot of positive things moving us forward.
The you know, one of the things you did this year, and you're the only ones that I have seen to do this, is the X431 Pro, the new smaller tablet. Am I saying that right, Harlan? Is that the 9-inch or the 10-inch, whatever size that screen is? I'm
8-inch.
8-inch, okay. The OBD2 software that's in there. You're the only guys that actually tell you if the information you're looking at when you're looking at data stream, if what you're seeing, if engine RPM is 1100 at idle and it's supposed to be 800, you flag it in red and give us, hey, here's the spec, here's the generic, what we're looking for, what it should be, which is very handy. How do you do that? Where do you come up with that?
Absolutely. Well, what we actually are using are the protocol guidelines for the range expectations. And when it either exceeds that or is at the below the minimum level, we will flag that red. And it's great for all markets because, you know, it will alert you to something that, you know, you may be looking for a particular PID, particular, you know, reading, and you're scrolling through screens, and the red allows to, it basically alerts you to something that you might have missed, especially when we get into, you know, more of a, you know, DIY user. It certainly helps out quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, and listen, even for the non-DIY, what the first experience I had with it was I was using it on a Toyota that I had a catalytic converter fault code issue going on, and I'm going through OBD2 and I'm looking at it, and I didn't notice it the first pass through, but one bank, and it turned out to be the bank that I was worried about the cat on, had a higher than normal fuel trim. And so, you know, it was like bank one was 5% and bank two was 22%, but when you're scrolling by 300 PIDs or whatever the number is, you don't tend to notice. You're trying to look at everything. That red caught my eye, and I went, wait a minute, why is that one red? And then all of a sudden I realized what you were doing. You're flagging it for us that it's out of scale. It tracked it down. There was a vacuum leak. There was a tiny little vacuum hose off, and had it not been for, you know, I mean, I would have gotten it eventually. There's, you know, you're getting deeper into each solution, each problem, but the fact that it flagged it in red just made life so much easier for me. I said, why hasn't somebody done this up till now? I was stunned. Just making it easier. Will that software design or intention, does that follow over into your other scan tools as well? Will it? Has it?
It does on the professional line. So the you're talking about the X431 Pro Android 8-inch that we came out mid-year this year, as well as the larger unit, similar product, which is in a 10.1-inch. It does it on that as well as on the Pad 2.
Yeah, definitely, clearly the way to go in terms of making it easier for all of us. And then from the DIYer's perspective, Harlan, what do they have to look forward to from Launch, if I can? You know, it's the holidays, and everybody's looking for some last-minute gift ideas. Is there anything, you know, under $500, what can the listeners go look for if somebody out there is on their list as a mechanic wannabe and they're looking for a tool? What do you got in the grab bag?
Actually, we have some really good offerings at some wonderful price points, starting at what we call the C-Reader 5 Plus. $69.95 is the list price, and that's going to give the user complete access to generic OBD2. So that'd be all makes and models, doesn't matter. And it's going to give them a color screen 2.4-inch screen. It'll be able to graph. It's one graph, a multi-language, and also IM readiness monitors. So you know, and a nice little package for under $70 is a wonderful stocking stuffer.
Yeah, well, that is a stocking stuffer. Well, you know, I think part of the issue is, and tell me where your thoughts are on this. We just had a call previously from a gentleman who was working on an ABS problem. I think part of the problem is everybody assumes you plug in, as he put it. He said, well, he plugged into the connector under the dash and didn't come up with any codes. And my question was, now he had an ABS problem. My question was, is he looking in the ABS module? Just because you plug in under the dash doesn't mean you're getting all the information. And, you know, I think your solution, because I've noticed you do it among the professional side, is you'll allow us to plug in and run something called a quick test. And that polls, P-O-L-L-S, you know, polls all the modules on the vehicle and asks for code information and who's got what where. And then that transforms and then allows us, you know, so in his case, he would have gone in, plugged in, found an ABS fault code in theory, and then gone right to that system. And you've kind of made it a shortcut and you've made it quicker to get into the diagnostic routine. One of the things I find, and I don't know what you're experiencing is, a lot of people tend to overlook OBD2. You know, OBD2 is there, you've got to use that, and then manufacturer specific, you've got to use that as well, correct?
Absolutely, and actually, I'm glad you're bringing that up because that is a popular call we get into our call center because so many times it goes both ways. You know, somebody may be using an enhanced scan tool, OE specific, like our professional line. And there may not be any codes yet. If you plug in what one would understand as a less expensive generic code reader or the generic software that's in all of our ProLine tools, a code appears because they're basically like two sides of a wall, and they don't necessarily share anything. I mean, they could, but it's not a guarantee. So you could have, you know, a generic code, we'll call it, you know, like, for example, an engine or powertrain, a P0 code, come out on a generic side, and then it would be a P1 code, maybe even similar on the enhanced side, but not necessarily show back up on the generic. You actually need to access both, you know, at a higher level.
And you just, it's come to the point where if you're a DIYer, you got to be able to get into the system. You know, Tom tells me this story about his daughter and her escape. When she does little things when she's away at school and she doesn't know, and she'll plug in, read the code, or Tom, you know, she'll come home and Tom will read the code. A guy like Tom or a person, you need the ability to read the codes, but then the professional needs the ability to read codes, to look at OBD2, to look at manufacturer specific, and to look at system modules, because the electronics are only growing in size in terms of these cars today. It's not shrinking. And it's going to be just ever so much more in the future going down the road. Where do you see, Harlan, if I can get you to just, you know, and I know there's some things you can't talk about, but if you were to predict 2 years from now, where will scan tools be? Will we be Bluetooth wireless in the car, not going to an OBD2 connector, but just connecting to something behind the dashboard by a Bluetooth method, do you think? Do you see the point where it's, you know, what's the next evolution of scan tool going to look like?
That's a constant engineering discussion, you know, and the concerns of wireless, you know, have to do with, you know, with the recent noise of hacking and how that can be firewalled and to protect both the controllers in the vehicle and also the customer and their safety. So that's always been a big question, is the security through wireless communication being Bluetooth. But yet at the same time, you know, there's discussions on Wi-Fi. I mean, even when you get into some OE tools today, you know, they're working on Wi-Fi communications. And then, of course, there's also discussions maybe of a future state Ethernet, where you plug in an Ethernet cable into a port on the vehicle that might someday, let's say, replace possibly what is the current 16-pin.
Right.
You know, because we all know that you know, that 16-pin has been around since the early 80s, and it never was designed. Well, actually, not the 16-pin. Originally was a 5-pin, but since 96, the 16-pin was never meant to carry the information that we're doing today with these CAN systems and 70. to 100 plus computers talking together on the same line. That never was thought to be.
So change is inevitable. It's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and you guys will be right at the tip of it. You know, real quick, I have to tell you that the way you update amazes me each and every time. Every time I turn on my launch tool every morning, there's another update for another application. Zip, zip. It's very nice as a professional to know that I'm working with the most current updated software available to me. You know, and it's a simple flick of the button and turn it on and download and off I go to work. Hey, Harlan, listen, if the listeners want to get more information about Launch Product, give me the website.
www.launchtechusa.com. That's LaunchTechUSA.com. And you've got information sheets, even some videos and everything you need to know.
And listen, by the way, we should point out, we'll talk about this next time. I want to get you on in the spring when we start thinking about tires. But that TPMS tool of yours is just an underrated sensation. It just works so well. So we'll talk about that next time around. All right, buddy?
I do appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron.
You're very welcome,
Harlan.
I like
what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. You take good care, and we'll talk to you again real soon. 855-560-9900. I am Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and I'll be back to talk to Tim in Michigan right after this.